evening, and welcome from the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief, the gasoline with police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, and passenger car economy. And now we present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy. Happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter
to all of you. Here's a cigar. Take some cigars. Go ahead, hit cigars, boys. Take cigars. And don't forget, after the show, they go back in the box for the next show.
Gee, Eddie, you're all pepped up.
And why not, Jimmy? The weather is marvelous. Spring is in the air. And this morning I saw the first robin of the season.
You did?
Yes, I caught Ida going through my pants pockets, and that's the first robin of the season.
Say, listen, Eddie, who do you expect to laugh at a joke like that?
Only the married women in the audience. They know what I'm talking about.
Hey, look, there's one man applauding there.
Well, one man, him. Either he's single or he's got no pants.
Well, stop fooling, will you? I guess it cost you plenty of money to outfit your family for Easter, didn't it?
I don't mind spending the dough, Jimmy, but the crazy styles that the women are wearing this Easter.
Say, how do you like those little flat pancake hats?
How do I like them?
Yeah.
This morning, Ida left her hat on the table. I poured maple syrup on it, was halfway through before I realized it wasn't my breakfast.
Say, what will women be wearing next? Did you see the newsreels where they're showing dresses made of glass?
Dresses made of... Did I see them?
Yeah.
Ida wants me to get her one, but not me. Can you imagine her with a glass dress saying to me, Eddie, I'm going out. Please putty me up the back.
Oh, now, don't laugh. All the women will be wearing them soon.
Yep.
Why, Jean Harlow is wearing a glass dress worth $10,000.
Boy, that's worth looking into.
Seriously, though, Eddie.
What?
Do you think that these dresses made of glass will be practical?
Well, I know one thing, Jimmy.
What's that?
There won't be so many divorces.
Wait a minute. On account of glass dresses, no divorces?
Sure. No guy can tell a judge that he couldn't see what he was getting. Oh. Now, sir, I'm willing to buy my family anything but glass dresses.
Well, you're always buying for your family, Eddie.
Yes, but this Easter they got me something, eh?
A real present.
Yes, sir. I won't forget it as long as I live. It's something that really got under my skin.
Say, I'm curious, Eddie. What was it?
Jimmy, my wife and kids chipped in and had my social security number tattooed on my chest. Look.
Hey, that's fine. Boy. Boy, that's really original.
Is that original, Jimmy?
It is. I tell you, I'll bet Ida hopes you live to collect on it.
Yes, sir. This is Ida's hope chest.
Okay. Well, here's something that'll blast your hope.
What?
Jack Renard in a new Easter suit.
Jimmy, that's the first time I've ever seen a tent with patch pockets. Look at that man, will you please?
Happy Easter, Jack.
How do you like my new Easter suit?
Turn around, Jack. Honestly, I want to... Just turn around, will you? Look at that suit, will you, please? I want to tell you, Jack, believe me, you'd make a perfect model.
Really, Eddie? I could be a model?
Yeah, for a two-car garage.
You know, they didn't have my size in stock.
No?
The tailor had to go outside to get the suit.
Outside? You darn fool, he sold you the awning. That's what he did.
Awning? No wonder every time the sun goes down, the suit rolls up on me.
Go away, Jack. Here comes some little girls. Yes, girl. Yes? What is it?
Mayor Cantor.
What is it, little girl?
All the kids in Texaco Town are hunting for Easter eggs.
Yep.
And we want you to join us.
Oh, to join us?
No, kids, look, I'd like to, but we're right in the middle of a broadcast.
Oh, that's all right. We've hidden eggs all over town. We even hid some here in the studio.
You hid some eggs in the... Oh, that's different. Come on, Jimmy, Renard, everybody, let's be kids again and join the Easter egg hunt.
Well, where will we look first, Eddie? Where do you think we ought to go first?
I'll tell you what we do. Let's look in the audience, Jimmy, and the first one who finds an egg will get $5. Shall we do that?
All right, be careful now getting down those steps.
All right.
All right, here we are out in the audience now. Say, Eddie, look. I found one. I found a big ostrich egg.
Take your hand off that man's bald head, will you please? You found an ostrich egg. Well, where will I look now? Oh, Jimmy, look. I found a pretty pair of rabbits. Pardon me, mister. I didn't know you had your shoes off. Oh, hello, Mrs. Collins. Don't tell me that you're here watching the broadcast. Are you hiding some eggs on me?
Mayor Cantor, you shouldn't be playing like this.
Well, you should be home in bed. You're a sick man.
Sick man? I never felt any better in my whole life.
Well, you don't look it. I know the symptoms. You've got appendicitis. Now, you stay where you are. I'll get a doctor. You've got appendicitis.
Appendicitis? What are you talking about? I never felt better. What do you mean I've got
appendicitis? Oh, you may think you feel good, but you haven't got appendicitis. You've got... Look at those bulging eyes.
What's the matter?
It's ptomaine.
Ptomaine?
Yes, I'll get a doctor. You've got ptomaine.
Jimmy, how do you like that? I never felt better in my life. They said... Yes,
there,
ma'am.
Canada, yeah. They're both right. You are sick. I'll go get you a doctor right away if you'll just hold my baby.
Hold your baby? Jimmy, look at the fix I'm in. First I had appendicitis, then I had ptomaine, and now I've got a baby. See what happened to me, girls, in the audience? Now, I think you fooled me. You know, listen, there are no eggs in the studio. Did you fool me?
Well, we didn't mean any harm. It was the only way we could get on your radio program and sing a song.
Uh-huh. So you couldn't bother Jack Benny or Joe Penny. You gotta come and bother me. That's very nice. Tell me, how old are you girls?
I'm 12.
I'm 10.
I'm 8. And how old are you?
Yeah. How old am I?
That's a very cute question.
Well, I'm going on. I'm going on with this program the minute you kids get through singing.
Paganini, play my Rhapsody, and if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? La la day, if you can't sing it, that means you'll have to come on, girl, let me sing it. If you can't sing it, then try swing it. Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly away. You're my star for the Congo. On and sling it. Love, love day. If you can't sling it, you simply have to swing it. I say swing it, I mean swing it. And dong ding it. We heard your repertoire, and that's the final bar. We greeted you with wild applause. And what a grand ovation, your interpretation of oh, la-da-loo-doo. Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. La-da-day, if you can't sing it, that means you'll have to swing through the air with the greatest of ease, so you're not the man on the flying trapezo. Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. La-da-day, if you can't swing it, that means you'll have to. La-da-da-dee-la-day, 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 la-da-da-dee-la-day. If you can't swing it, that means you'll have to swing it.
Girls, it's hard to believe that you're 8 years old, you're 10 years old, and 12 years old. Think of it. 8, 10, and 12. Put together, you're even less than Renard, and he hasn't got half the talent. Believe me, will you please? I want to tell you something. You're awfully good, and look, call me at the City Hall tomorrow, and I'm going to do something for you, really.
Oh, thanks, Mayor Cantor. You bet we'll call you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye, kids. Goodbye. And say thanks to Connie Boswell for sending me these cute kids.
Say, Eddie, we've got a trio here. Why do you have to use these children?
Wait, let me get this. I understand. Is that a trio?
Yes. I sing, Renard sings, and you can carry a tune.
Oh, that's fine. You sing a Renard, but I carry a tune. Go ahead.
Eddie, this is Easter. I'd like to do something different.
You want to do something different, Jack? Go lay an egg, will you, please? Go ahead, will you? Wait a minute. What are you doing, Jack?
You told me to lay an egg.
Oh, you fool. That's just a silly expression.
Well, how could you lay an egg without a silly expression?
All right, Mr. Wallington, back to the trio. What will you, Jack Renard, and I sing?
This year's kitten.
All right.
This year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon above.
Tweet, ta-twat, ta-twat, twat, twat.
This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love. They call it love, Jimmy,
but with Jack Renard with it, it's a community thing.
Say, excuse me, will you, Eddie, for just a moment?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, someday you are going to get a new car. And naturally, you will want to get the best possible trade-in allowance on your old car. And so you should be interested in hearing that automobile dealers from all over the country consistently offer from $50 to $100 more for cars which have been regularly and properly lubricated. Lubrication with Marfac, the scientific Texaco chassis lubricant, will make this big difference in your car. Marfac is not ordinary grease. Marfac is made from heavy-bodied oils. Marfac won't wash out, melt out, or wear out. Marfac gives full lubrication protection, reduces wear and tear on chassis parts, and lasts twice as long as ordinary grease. Remember, don't just say, grease it. Drive your car into your Texaco dealer and ask for a Marfac job. You'll drive out an easier steering, smoother riding car. A car which may be worth as much as $100 more when you trade it in.
Gentlemen, being Easter Sunday, we have such an informal broadcast that I feel I can take this next liberty. Sitting here in the audience is one of America's greatest singers. You've heard him on Hollywood Hotel every Friday evening, and so I wonder if we couldn't bring up here on the stage Igor Gorin. Here he is. Igor, I hope you won't think me too presumptuous if I ask you if you wouldn't sing a song for us, huh?
Well, you know, but I have no music with me.
Oh, I've got that all fixed. I have Mr. Rosenstein here at the piano, and I'm sure he can play
Well, we can play pretty near anything that you can sing. What would you like to sing?
Well, I'd like very much to sing, you know, the Lord's Prayer by my friend Albert Imala.
Well, we're waiting.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Tell you what an effect your song has had upon us. Now, Jimmy Wallington,
yes.
you know, I asked those three little kids to call me up,
okay.
But I'm worried that when they call, that telephone operator of mine will be talking and talking and talking, and they'll never get a chance.
Hello, Mayor Tander's office. Oh, hello, Walpole. Oh, say, kid, did you get a new dress for Easter? Huh? You don't like the new high waistline? Well, neither do I. With the waistlines going first way up and then way down, my boyfriend says he's almost afraid to put his arm around me. Yeah, he don't know whether he's going to trip me up or choke me to death. Oh, say, Ma's going to have a new fur coat soon. You know, she's been asking for a new fur coat since Christmas. Well, Pa gave her two rabbits for Easter and told her to wait. Ain't he the one, though? This morning, you know, one of the rabbits got loose and jumped into Pa's pajama coat. Pa lets out a yell, and Ma says, "What's the matter? Are you crazy?" Pa says, "Yes, and you'd be crazy, too, if you had a wild hair on your chest." Yeah. Yeah, Vita? Say, kid, what'd you do this morning? Oh, you went for a drive in your new car? Well, I tried to talk Pa into getting one, but he says there's no use driving this year's car with last year's wife in the back seat. No. We can't keep our car much longer, though. Honest, it's so old, the hair in the upholstery is turning gray. Yeah. It's even starting to fall apart. The last trip we took, Pa tied a squirrel on the back end to pick up the nuts. Yeah. Huh? Oh, was that some trip? The car got out of control going down a steep hill. Ma hollered, "Put on the brakes." Pa hollered back, "This car ain't had any brakes for 2 years. It sure looked like we were going to crash, so Ma yelled, "Take off your glasses, Pa. You'll break them going through the windshield." Pa turned around and made a face at Ma. Then Ma hit Pa with her umbrella, and we crashed into a junkyard. The owner come out and says to Pa, I'll give you $5 for your old wreck. Pa says, okay, it only cost me $3 to marry her. Oh, I got a call, Opal. I'll be seeing you. Goodbye now. Mayor Campbell?
Ladies and gentlemen, to retain this informality that we started on the program earlier this evening, here is a little Easter gift, a brand new song, hot off the press. Mr. Renard, wave your chubby arm at the boys of Local 47. Go ahead. What do the morning papers say? Another sit-down strike today. What if the strikers are right? What if the strikers are wrong? You refuse to marry me, and so I'm joining the throng. I'm on a sit-down strike of my own. I'm gonna keep on sitting till the cows come home. I offer you a romance, but you don't give me a chance. So here I'll sit till I wear out the seat of my pants. You'll have to join a union with me. The terms I'm not unfair, you must agree. Mothers may demand a lot, but heaven's above. I just want you in my arms, a labor of love. I'll sit right here till I win. You've simply got to give in. I'm on a sit-down strike for love. I'm on a sit-down strike of my own. I'm gonna keep on sitting till the cows come home. All my demands I won't drop. I'll stick around till you flop. And when it comes to loving, I must have a close shop to hug and kiss my dearest sublime. For such a job, I don't want overtime. Some want shorter hours and a raise in their pay. Just raise me 50 kisses and I'll work night and day. And when we sit cheek to cheek, who wants a 40-hour week? I'm on a sit-down strike for love. Happy Easter, Bobby.
Oh, it's not such a happy Easter.
Well, what do you mean? It's not. Why?
Daddy, is it true Deanna's in Philadelphia?
Yes, Bobby. Deanna Durbin is recording some numbers for her picture with the noted conductor, Leopold Stokowski.
Well, I hope I never see her again.
Oh, you had a quarrel with Deanna at the station before she left.
Fine quarrel. She threw back the ring I gave her.
Yeah. She did? And, what did you do with it?
I took it back to the 5 and 10 and got 2 bags of popcorn.
I see, so Deanna Durbin is no longer your girl.
Oh, Teddy, it hurts me.
It hurts you mean your heart on account of Deanna?
No, my stomach on account of the popcorn.
Bobby, you shouldn't have said that. Remember, Deanna's listening in tonight.
She is? Are you sure?
Yes, and if there's anything you want to say to her, do it now, Bobby. Do it now while you have the chance.
I'll try to explain to friends here the reason we two are apart. I know what to tell our friends here. But what will I tell my heart? It's easy to say to strangers that we played a game from the start. It's easy to lie to strangers. But what will I tell my heart when I smile too hard? All the tears inside, what an ache it will bring. Then I wander home to a telephone that could call out to ring. I could say you'll soon be back here to fool the whole town, maybe smart. I'll tell them you'll soon be back here. But what will I tell my heart?
Bobby, I'll bet you you'll be hearing from Deanna Durbin very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed our informal programming. I do want to say this to you, that judging by the thousands of letters and telegrams you've sent this past week, I guess you're all kind of anxious to visit Hollywood. Well, two of you will come as my guests, with all expenses paid. All you have to do is find a fitting name for the telephone operator of Texaco Town. Nothing to pay, nothing to buy, nothing to send in, but the name you suggest for her and your reason for selecting this name. For instance, you could call her Flo, because she talks in a steady stream. Be as brief as possible, and do not submit more than one name. The judges are Rupert Hughes, Walt Disney, and Burns and Allen. The judge's verdict will be announced 2 weeks from tonight. Their decision will be final, and the name selected becomes the property of this program. Address your letters to Eddie Cantor, mayor of Texaco Town, Hollywood, California. And until I hear from you, remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry you see. Good night.
During the week, drive around to your neighborhood Texaco dealer. As he serves you with Fire Chief, he'll be glad to perform those numerous ball services that add so much to the comfort and pleasure of motoring. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. James Wallington speaking. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.